It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. It's the podcast hosted by me, Spencer. Hey, everybody. Okay. Let's just talk about the words. Oh, by the way, I'm recording this since this is my habit to tell you for the ease. April 28th, 3:01 p.m. It's a p.m. show. And do you like my hair? I need to get it cut soon. I just like, you know what? It was looking funky, so I just said I'm going to shove it up into the air and let's see what happens. Yeah, that's great. Okay, the first word in this episode is expel. E-X-P-E-L. This is a verb from the 14th century, and it looks like it's just transitive. Number one, to force out, and the synonym is eject. As in, expelled the smoke from her lungs. Oh, well, we can also relate this to a word in the previous episode, expectorate. She expectorated and expelled the lungs. No. You don't want to expectorate or expel the lungs. No, you want to expel the smoke from her lungs. Expel. Huh. Okay. Well, to force out. Yep, you're ejecting. In the helicopters and the planes, it should be an expel seat. An expeller seat instead of an ejector seat. Expel. Well, what else? What else can you expel? Number two, to force to leave by official action, and the thing that you are, the place where you are being forced to leave would be a place or an organization. Just any place, any just physical location. You're being expelled from it. Or you are the one who is doing the expelling. You are expelling them from this place. I'm sorry, you are behaving very badly, so you must be expelled. But there's more to the definition. Also, take away rights or privileges of membership. And this, the example, is expelled from college. So not only are you being forcefully sent away from this place, from this organization, this college, this beautiful college campus. But you have no rights or privileges. You are not allowed to go to the classes there anymore because what did you do? What did you do? You blew up the building. That's enough to get you expelled. Probably also enough to put you in jail. So don't do that. Why would you want to be expelled from school? Well, right now, as I'm recording this, there are a number of colleges, universities in the United States that are protesting the war that's going on in Gaza, Israel, Palestine, and they are calling for a ceasefire from Israel so they stop killing a whole bunch of innocent people, and I don't know if people have actually been expelled, but I believe that like the campus police and maybe the regular police have taken people into custody, and so there may be some expellations. Is that a word? Okay. The synonym is just the word eject. Expellable is an adjective. I don't think I've ever been expelled from anywhere. I'm too much of a goody two-shoes. I was once sent home, and because I was running around a room with my friend, and I guess we were too rowdy. This was in high school, and so we got sent to, I guess, the principal's office, and then we got sent home. It was at the end of the day, and then all I had to do, because it was the first offense, I just had to have my mom call and say, hey, we're sorry, and then I got let back in. This word expel is from the Latin verb expellere with two L's, which is from ex plus pellere, which means to drive. It does not say what expellere means, but I have a feeling it means to drive out because of that ex prefix. And so that's what it is. You're driving it out. The smoke in your lungs. You're driving them out of your lungs. That's what it is. Okay, sound effect time. What have we got? We're going to go cha-ching because of a related word later. A later related word. The next word is expellee or expellee. Expellee. Noun from 1888. This is a person who is expelled, especially from a native or adopted country. So we are not necessarily talking about a school or something. This is when they're being kicked out, ejected from their country. What was the I think we had some other words recently that were connected to that. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, expelled. Oh, where were you expelled from? I was expelled from my home country. Oh, well, that's not good. Why? Well, because I didn't agree with what they were doing politically. They were not treating people well. And so I told them how I felt, and they said, "We don't like that. You're expelled." Things can get complicated. Okay. An expellee. I've never heard this word used that way, but it sure makes sense. Expatriate. I think that was maybe one of the words. Chicka-chicka-ching! The next word is expend. So it's, you hear the S sound in there, expend, but it's not in the word. It's E-X-P-E-N-D. This is a verb from the 15th century. I believe it is just transitive. One, to pay out. And the synonym is, hey, wouldn't you guess? It's the word spend. Expend and spend. I'm spending money. We have an example. The social services upon which public revenue is expended. And that is a quote from J.A. Hobson. The social services upon which public revenue is expended. The money that the local government has, probably from taxes, is going to spend. They're spending that money on social services, which I think is probably pretty good depending on what they are. So yeah, I guess it's just a fancy way to say spend, kind of. Number two is to make use of for a specific purpose. And the synonym is utilize, as in projects on which they expended great energy. Projects on which they expended, they put so much energy for this specific purpose to get these projects off the ground. Also, there's also the synonym is use up. So all the stuff that you got, all the energy that you have, you and when you expend it, you've used it up. You were busy all day running around, doing errands, do all the other stuff, and then you get home and you're like, I'm expended. I'm so tired. Spencer is expended. Let's see. Expender. Expender is a noun. You have spent all of your stuff, so you are spent, expended, expent. This word is from the Latin expendere, which means to weigh out or expend, from ex plus pendere, which means to weigh, like you are weighing your options, you are weighing yourself on the scale. And there's more at the word spin. Whee! Spin! Cha-ching! Next is expendable, first form, adjective from 1805. That may be expended. And also, we have some sub-definitions. That may be expended. I don't like definitions that are worded this way. Do you? What do you feel about these definitions? Shouldn't it be like something that may be expended? Just that. That may be expended. That thing there, or just something that, I don't know, it hurts my brain a little bit. But if it can be expended, it's expendable. So, sub-definition time. A, normally used up or consumed in service, as in expended supplies like pencils and paper. Those are definitely things that can get used up. They are consumed. You're writing with your pencil over and over again. You're writing, you're drawing, you're scribbling, you're doodling, and then you got a nubbin on the pencil. You got to sharpen it. Gotta go, sharpen. People don't sharpen pencils like that anymore, probably. And then you keep on going. And then your pencil gets to be this little, little nubbin of a pencil. Just this stubby little pencil, which I always loved. And then you filled up all of your papers, and they are expendable things. Consumable, I think, is another word that sometimes we use. In my business, we have lots of tape. We use a lot of gaff tape that's very expendable. B for expendable is more easily or economically replaced than rescued, salvaged, or protected. All right, let's try that one again. More easily or economically replaced than rescued, salvaged, or protected. So something that's expendable can be replaced more easily than something that is rescued, salvaged, or protected, probably because if you rescue something, if you're reusing maybe somebody's garbage or whatever, that's all you got of that thing. But expendable means you can maybe replenish it more often. That's kind of what I'm getting from that definition. Expendability is a noun. No etymology here. I think it all comes from just expend, probably. Yeah, it says something that's getting used up. Cha-ching! The second form of expendable is a noun from 1942. One that is expendable. So this is the noun. This is the thing that is expendable, is the expendable. And then the previous one was the adjective. So you're describing the pencils as expendable pencils because you are using them up. Expensals. That one didn't work. This number, second form, by the way, the noun form is usually used in plural. So you're talking about your expendables. You're talking about your action movie stars who are now all fighting together in a movie. Or four, the Expendables. I haven't seen any of the Expendables movies. Should I watch them? What do you think? At this point, especially if they make more, it seems like that would just be a fun marathon. Just to watch them all together. Maybe one a day for 4 days. I don't know. I think the fourth one just came out not too long ago. They seem fun. You know, I enjoy those like 80s action movies as much as the next person. I haven't probably seen enough of them. I've seen a good chunk of them, but they just seem like fun, ridiculous movies, the Expendables. And yeah, I believe the fourth one has the number 4 in the A slot. So I think it's the Expendables. Okay, enough of that. Cha-ching! Next, we've got expenditure. Expenditure. Noun from 1769, number 1, the act or process of expending, as in an expenditure of energy. Using it all up. Number 2, something expended, and the synonyms are disbursement and expense, as in income should exceed expenditure. Income should exceed expenditure. And so it is, I'm trying to think of how this is, income should, you should make more money than what you are spending. Yeah, that's what it is. Because the expenditure is the thing that you are spending your money on. It's expended, you're using it up. And so yes, you should have more money coming in than money going out. Because if it's the opposite, if you're spending more money than you're making, that's not gonna last very long unless you have a whole big backlog, a whole big savings account. You're gonna end up with $0 real fast. So you gotta adjust some stuff. Make more money, spend less money. Okay. Good. I will work on that then. Fair thing. Thank you. Thank you. Cha-ching! That's the money being spent or made. I don't know. What do you prefer? Cha-ching! The next word is expense. First form, noun from the 14th century. I mean, the joke is right in there. My name, Expenser. I don't know what that is, Expenser. It's a Spencer who's very expensive, or is you're spending the Spencer dollars? I don't know. The expense, something. Okay, did I say noun from 14th century? Number one, this one's archaic, and this is the act or an instance of expending, and the synonym is expenditure. But it's archaic. 2A, something expended to secure a benefit or bring about a result. Something expended to secure a thing. To you, like very specifically, I am expensing this. I'm spending this money on this thing, right? It's not just random. You want to get a result from this expense. 2B is financial burden or outlay, and the synonym is cost, as in built the monument at their own expense, their own cost. They paid for it. It was their financial burden. It'd be great if it could be somebody else's expense, not your own expense. But sometimes you got to just pay for stuff on your own. If you want to do something, just figure out how to get it done, and you might have to spend some bucks if you really want to do it. 2C, an item of business outlay chargeable against revenue for a specific period. Very, very businessy words, mathy words. An item of business outlay chargeable against revenue for a specific period. Well, I think this is just, these are just your expenses on a project. You know, when I'm working on a thing, we gotta sometimes buy stuff. We gotta maybe buy music or buy materials, buy gear of some kind. If we're on a travel trip, you know, the hotel, the cabs, the lifts, the Ubers, the meals, all of this stuff. These are all expenses for this project. For this, they're chargeable against the revenue because you're getting paid to do this thing, but you got to spend money to get it done. Those are the expenses. The expensers. That's it for that one. So now we got number 3, a cause or occasion of expenditure, as in an estate is a great expense. This is a cause or occasion of expenditure. And of course, expenditure is an act or process of expending or something expended. So the estate is, would this be like the family estate, the building where they live? That's the estate. It's a great expenditure because you're spending on it. It's an expense, a disbursement. I'm not entirely sure. It's an expense. Maybe it's a great expense because you're paying mortgage and taxes and you maybe get a tax break and it's a good investment to have this property. That maybe that's it. Number 4. This one looks kind of long. There's a lot of stuff here. A loss, detriment, or embarrassment that results from some action or gain. And the synonym is sacrifice. So yes, this is, you're sacrificing something. So that's the expense. It's like this metaphorical money that you're spending from your body, your energy, your soul, your mind, whatever it is. Could be more than that. Example is, everyone had a good laugh at my expense. Oh, I have been in that situation countless times throughout my whole life. That is the story of my life. At Spencer's expense, people are laughing at him. And you know what? I'm at the point now where I'm like, just let's keep on doing that. Let's do that more. Laugh at my expense. Feel better about yourself when I'm stumbling over words or thoughts or something or being stupid. I will be silly for your entertainment if it makes you feel better. Loss, detriment, or embarrassment that results from some action or gain. I am sacrificing my ego, my something, for to make you laugh. You are welcome. This is usually used in the phrase, at the expense of. So we have another example. Develop a boy's physique at the expense of his intelligence. And that is a quote from Bertrand Russell. So, develop a boy's physique at the expense of his intelligence. So that phrase is saying that. Now, I don't think that this is something that has to be done. You can benefit your physique and your intelligence altogether. But this phrase is saying that this boy is working on his physique. He's eating right. He's exercising. He's pumping iron. He's playing sports. He's getting fit. But he's not focusing on his intelligence because he's focusing all of his time in the gym and stuff. And so he's not learning new things other than maybe his body and how to work on his physique. He's not learning about the world, about English, math, history, languages, science, whatever the things are that the kids are learning in schools these days. Art, that sort of thing. So, I mean, this is obviously something that has happened to a lot of people. They focus on the physical side and maybe less on the mental side. And I think you need a good balance. It's all about balance, right? That's why I'm in okay shape physically and mentally. I'm not great in either one, so it's all just okay. 50-50, that's my balance. Okay, what else? What else do we got? We got some etymology that doesn't really say too much, so we're going to move on to cha-ching, the second form of expense. This is a transitive verb from circa 1909. Number one, to charge with expenses. I gotta expense my food because I need to eat, and you should pay for it. If you are paying me to be at this place, I shall expense my food. To A, to charge to an expense account. And I guess that's the account that's specifically there to do these expenses, for business things. To B, to write off as an expense. You expense the stuff, you're going to expense it to the expense account, and then it will be expensed. And I can't not hear my name in there. Some people call me Spence, and it's right there. Ek-spence. Cha-ching! The next word is expense account. Oh, good, we get to learn about what that is. Noun from 1922. An account of expenses reimbursable to an employee. So there's more, but first we'll say that the employee will spend some money on their own credit card, their checking account, their own cash, whatever it is, but then they get to take money from the expense account to reimburse themselves. So it's the money's coming out of the business and not their own money. That's how it should be. But then also, the right of charging expenses to such an account is the expense account. Chicka 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 ching! Expensive. Adjective from circa 1610. Number one, involving high cost or sacrifice. Involving high cost or sacrifice, as in an expensive hobby. This podcast has been a bit of an expensive hobby. I have spent a lot of money on mostly just the hosting fees. And, you know, there are hobbies that are way, 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 way more expensive than this hobby. So I'm not willing to spend that much money. But there's a lot of things that it's like, ooh, I got some extra money. I want to go spend the money on doing the things that I love. And it's fun. I buy the new toys and all those things. I don't, other than this one, I don't know if I have any expensive hobbies. Expensive, and it not only is it an actual high cost with money, but also maybe sacrifice. What are you sacrificing? Are you sacrificing your relationships for this hobby? Tone that down a little bit. I guess everybody sacrifices something to an extent, but you know, you got to find the balance that works for you. Number 2A for expensive is commanding a high price, and especially one that is not based on intrinsic worth or is beyond a prospective buyer's means. Ooh, I can't buy that. That's too expensive. I don't want to spend that kind of money. This is, what do you think I am? Mr. Moneybags? No, I can't. Give me something cheap. I'm frugal. I don't want to spend that kind of, but have I spent a lot of money on things? Yes, I sure have. Because maybe I had a little extra money in the bank account, and I said, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I bought a Funko I can't reach it right now. I've been slowly growing my Funko collection. I don't have any plans to really grow it much, any more than what it is. But I bought one because it came in a pair. It was the Beetlejuice when they stretch out their faces and do all the crazy funny things. I've always loved those since I was a kid, and they released the two of them as Funkos, and I couldn't find the Adam Maitland. I couldn't find it. It was like gone everywhere. And but then only if it's really, really expensive on eBay or wherever, Amazon, they'll have it for really expensive because it's really rare now all of a sudden because everybody bought it. Why didn't they buy the other one? Barbara, I think is her name. So I bought it and I spent too much money on it. And then they released it again. They released more of them. And so it went back down to normal price and I felt pretty stupid for buying an expensive thing. Oh, well, it's only money. Okay, 2B is characterized by high prices, as in expensive shops. All of those shops on, I don't know what, Rodeo Drive, the Champs-Élysées, all of those shops, they're so expensive. They only cater to people who have money. So I'll go in and I will pretend to have money and then I won't buy anything. Expensively is an adverb, and expensiveness is a noun. Okay, well, we are done with the money words, and now we got one more word for this episode. Cha-ching! It's the word experience. First form noun from the 14th century. The second form will be in the next episode. Okay, 1A. Direct observation of or participation in events as a basis of knowledge. A direct observation of or participation in events. You're directly observing the events or you're participating in the events as a basis of knowledge. So you are checking out, maybe the class, maybe the event is a class, and so you're in the class watching, listening to the teacher, you're getting experience. And then it will go into your knowledge banks. That's how it works. 1B. The fact or state of having been affected by or gained knowledge through direct observation or participation. Yeah, similar to 1A, a little bit different, I guess. Just you're getting the experience called knowledge. As you get older, you accidentally gain a lot of experience. You're not even trying. This is why the kids, they don't know. They don't respect the elders. They don't realize that the elders have the experience. The elders are like, listen to me. I know from experience that you should not go running down the street blindly, wildly, without looking. That wouldn't be very smart. I've been there. I've done it. I learned the hard way. The kids are like, that's fine. No, maybe you should listen to their experience. Okay, 2A is practical knowledge, skill, or practice derived from direct observation of or participation in events or in a particular activity. And that also sounds pretty similar to 1A. This one's practical knowledge. Oh, this is stuff that I can really use. How to tie your shoes. That's a pretty good experience to get. 2B, the length of such participation. The length of that participation is the experience, as in the example, has 10 years experience in the job. I have 17 years experience in this job. I guess technically in this world, I have a little bit longer than that, but at this specific job, I have 17 years experience. That's a lot. I feel like I could use that to do something with it. 3A, the conscious events that make up an individual life. Whoa. Sorry, I ate some food before, so I'm cleaning my teeth, I guess, at the same time. That's not attractive at all. The conscious events that make up an individual life. why do they have to be conscious? Can't they be unconscious? Can't you have experience from things that you were unconscious of? Is there a reason we're using the word conscious here? But anyway, this is what they said, so we'll just go with it. You look through your life. You have all of these learning moments. You have learned things at these important moments in your life, probably mostly in the first 25 years of your life, and then they probably slow down a lot. All of those events together, that is your experience. I have so much experience, and I think I have so much more to go. There's so many things that I still need to learn and experience. I need to experience experiences. Okay. 3B is the events that make up the conscious past of a community or nation or humankind generally. So this is all the stuff that humans know, the human experience, all of those things. And this is the type of thing that is growing and expanding year upon year upon year. You look at a people, you look at the people, the humans, 100 years ago, and they saw the world in a certain way, but we have progressed so far since then with science. That's a big one, probably, like just learning about everything. We have progressed so far in the last 100 years, say, as an example, e.g., i.e., and we, our experience has grown. We, as a human culture, we have a lot more experience points than our ancestors did 100 years ago. Experience points is not in this book, and that's very sad. So yeah, this just like we are so much smarter as a world society because of all of the experience that our collective conscious has gained. Now, that doesn't mean that you specifically are more experienced or know more things, but if you put it all together, we know so much more. What's it going to be like in another 100 years? What else are we going to know about? Or are we just going to stop learning things and put it all onto AI, and so AI will know everything, and then we can just sit around being stupid all day? That would also be fun. Number 4, something personally encountered, undergone, or lived through. You have to directly go through this thing to experience it. What have I experienced? Well, yesterday we experienced C2E2, and that was quite an experience. It was very hectic, but also very fun. I personally encountered it. 5. The act or process of directly perceiving events or reality. The act of directly perceiving events or reality, or the process of that experience. Okay, all right. Now we must pick a word of the episode. Today we had expel, expellee, expend, expendable, expenditure, expense, expense account, expensive, and experience. Well, I'm thinking about experience. I think that's a good one, because I don't like being expelled from anything. Please don't expel me from the podcast world. I need to be accepted into the podcast world before I can be expelled from it. Yeah, I don't like expensive things. I mean, it's fun to like expense your money when you're on a job, but that's not like, it's whatever. It's fine, whatever. Experience. I'm getting so much experience from doing this podcast. I interview people, I learn some words, and then I forget them. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, that's fine. I don't believe I have any more movies to tell you about. I can tell you, though, if you like to hear people talk about just what they're consuming, TV shows and movies, which, you know, that's sort of my default conversation. I finished the 7th season of Rick and Morty, and this is the season, the first season, where they had new actors for the titular characters of Rick and Morty. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll tell you again, I randomly just know the guy, Harry Belden, who is now the voice of Morty, and both him, and I think the other guy's name is Ian Cardoni, apologies if I don't have that right, They, I think, both have done a fantastic job as doing these voices, and I can't wait to see where this all goes for them, both on this show specifically, but also in their own personal and professional lives. I'm so thrilled that these two guys got to have this insane, crazy, awesome job, and I thought the episodes in season 7 were quite wild and fun and really thought-provoking. Open your mind! Okay, I will leave you with that. I hope, actually, to get the both of them on this show someday. I already mentioned it to Harry, and, you know, he's doing the stuff. He's doing the circuit. He's promoting Rick and Morty, and, you know, so he's a busy guy. But it'd be fun to get at least him on, and maybe Ian as well. Maybe the two of them together. That would be crazy. My mind would be blown. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Go ahead and go to my YouTube channel and subscribe and give and just watch all my movies, all my videos. This has been Expensing Information Expensively. Goodbye.